So how is OFPP trying to stop duplication of multiple award contracts?
I mean, that's a big problem. That's something that we've reported about over many, over the last year or two. It's been a problem for the last decade. It's been on the GAO high risk list. But what OFPP did last week is issue a new policy memo requiring agencies to develop business cases for any new multiple award contracts. Previously, the requirement has existed for about 15 years for government-wide acquisition contracts, or GWACs, but not for blanket purchase agreements or schedules or even single agency multiple award contracts. Dan Gordon is the OFPP administrator.
We think that the most duplication isn't coming from interagency contracts. It's coming from single agency contracts. When the Department of X decides to go to the trouble to create a contract for something where the Department of Y already has a contract there that Department of X could piggyback on. So the duplication that we're most focused on, and that I think is the greatest waste of taxpayer funds, is single agency contracts when another agency already has a contract for what that agency wants.
Now, what this memo does starting January 1st is require agencies who want to create a new multiple award contract to write a business case and put that business case on the OMB Max intranet site for at least 15 days. That is where other agencies can review it and decide, okay, is this something we already have? Is this something that we could use too? And it gives a lot more clarity into the process. Gordon says other agencies will also be able to think about, okay, well, maybe we need to work together on this, and OMB will have the ability as well to step forward and say, wait a minute, hold your horses. We don't need another widget buying contract. We already have three of those.
So, Jason, how big of a problem is this, both in terms of dollars and the redundancy, the redundant contracts?
And that's part of the problem. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how big of a problem it is, how many contracts exist. Many industry experts have told me and have told GAO has reported it's cost vendors millions of dollars to bid on these multiple award contracts, and those costs end up getting pushed back to the government in the end. Marsha Madsen's a partner with Mayor Brown Law Firm and the former chairwoman of the Service Acquisition Reform Act, or SARA panel.
My sense of it is the proliferation, which the SARA panel commented on as a problem, has definitely continued. It's probably gotten worse. You know, just sort of reflecting back after our report came out, what was it, about a year later, OMB did issue guidance on interagency acquisitions. And they were very focused on the fact, as the panel was, that these kinds of acquisitions had been on GAO's high-risk list, you know, for several years. And they were trying to address them. They issued, close to a 75-page guidance document in 2008 attempting to get their hands around this, which apparently wasn't sufficient, so we're revisiting the issue. And I think this is not a 75-page document. This is a short document with a very clear procedure in it, so it should help.
Now, OFPP is starting with all contracts that are worth at least $250 million over the life of the procurement as of January 1st. OFPP will expand that requirement for business cases to $100 million in 2013 and $50 million over the life of the contract in 2014. Now, this is not one task order or 1 year. This is if the multiple award contract is worth 5 years or 7 years, it's the entire life of the contract. The business case requirement will not solve all the problems, so Gordon says OFPP has taken another step to address redundancy.
We are working with GSA to address one of the, I think, very serious blind spots in our procurement system. We have agencies entering into hundreds of blanket purchase agreements, BPAs, which are often for the same goods and services. They are duplicating one another. They're wasting effort. They're dividing up the federal marketplace. We're working with GSA to create a directory of those BPAs under the federal supply schedules so that agencies will be able to quickly do comparison shopping and find the best deal. There is no reason to create a new BPA if another agency has a BPA in place with good prices.
Now, Gordon says this is as much as a schedule challenge as a multiple award contract challenge, and he says this directory will provide visibility for the first time into these BPAs.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, what has the industry reaction been to these memos?
Well, industry has been mostly positive, which I think is not so surprising because they have complained and talked to Dan Gordon and others very often about the frustration of feeling like they have to bid on so many different contracts. Now, OFPP has worked with agencies and industries on the development of this new policy, and Gordon says no one should be surprised about what's in it. I spoke with Stan Livingston. He's the manager of acquisition practice area for ASI Government. ASI Government provides acquisition development assistance to agencies. And so Livingston gets to see this duplication firsthand.
I think the principles behind the memo is great, that the government needs fewer of these contracts. They need to be thinking in terms of getting the best deal for the government, whether that's fewer GWACs or if the agencies have unique needs, they need to be thinking in terms of not just this immediate requirement, but what are the requirements for my entire agency over the next several years, and use that as the basis to get a better deal for the agency and for the government as a whole. And all this is really going to take is a change in the culture. People need to be thinking in terms of, I'm going to save money for the government.
Now, Madsen says the guidance was specific and to the point, and she says that should help agencies address some of these longstanding problems. Now, Madsen says OFPP is reserving the right to approve these business cases, and she thinks that's also a good sign because it keeps just enough teeth in the memo to persuade agencies from just making this a paperwork exercise. Now, I did ask Dan Gordon about this issue of how much teeth is in the memo, and what he ended up saying was the biggest change for agencies will be more of a culture change than an oversight one. He says agencies must change the way they develop contracts, but also the way they communicate with each other.
It was our judgment, having discussed this with the agencies, that when you move forward with a cultural change that is this important, this significant, it's better for us to be collaborating with the agencies rather than forcing the agencies to get some external party sign-off. That's why we decided not to create an external review board or to have OMB be the review board. It's also because we want this process to be fast. We don't want to be slowing up the procurements. We want this to be a quick review process that is collaborative, that is open, and that moves things faster to get better deals.
Now, Gordon says he'd like GAO to revisit the idea of interagency contracting as a high-risk area. It's been on the high-risk list for over 5 or 6 years right now. He says OFPP and agencies have made big strides in fixing this issue, and now they're tackling the single-agency BPA or the scheduled BPA challenges, and that's why he believes it's no longer a high-risk area across government like it once was.
So, Jason, to summarize, there are two things going on. For new BPAs, there's no guidance except that GSA has to make a directory of them so agencies can look them up, right?
It's not even new ones. It's actually existing ones. And that's the key here, because one of the big holes that both Marsha Madsen and Stan Livingston talked about in this memo was they only address new multiple work contracts.
Right. So BPA's directory for GWACs, you have to build a business case and submit that.
You've always so let's be clear. So GWACs, and we're going to get into the weeds of procurement here. A GWAC is a MAC, but a MAC is not a GWAC, always. So for all new multiple award contracts, you have to build a business case. And the multiple award contract could be a government-wide one. It could be an agency-wide one. It could be just for the Bureau of XYZ.
Okay, so BPAs, directory, WACs, and MACs, and GWACs, business cases.
Exactly.
Okay, just want to make sure everyone understands that.
And starting January 1st, so agencies have about 90 days to begin that implementation period.
All right.